you dig a pit for others, you will end up falling in it.
Mr. Fall and Mr. Sink were neighbors, no doubt. But they would often fight over small things like the apple tree, which stood exactly on their boundary wall. Once, as the apples ripened, Mr. Fall stealthily crept out of the house at night and plucked away all the apples. The next morning, when Mr. Singh saw an empty tree, he was furious and he decided to take revenge for this. So the next year, he plucked the apples in September itself, although they were still hard and green. This annoyed Mr. Fall.
I will pay you back for this.
The following year, he plucked the apples in August itself, although the apples had not yet ripened. Now Mr. Singh got furious about this. What he did in revenge was to pick the apples in the subsequent year when they were still as small as grapes. Mr. Fall wanted to go further to beat his neighbor, made up his mind to harvest the flower blossoms next year. Now, the two neighbors would often meet at the fruit store to buy apples for themselves. Remember, if you envy the possession of something and not share with others, you will fall in the pit which you have dug.
As we think, so we behave. Mark was shocked because he got a notice from his landlord to vacate his home. He would have to find a new place to live right away. That is when he thought of his friend Oliver.
Surely, Oliver will let me stay with him for 2 weeks. But maybe he won't. No, he must.
Then he found an advertisement for a house in the local newspaper. But he was so confused that he changed his mind again. He decided he would rather ask his friend Oliver the next day.
But what if he says no? He can't say no to me. He might have his own family now. But I know all of them. So I think this will work.
He was happy by this thought and he slept off. But when he woke up the next morning, he was once again full of doubt and negative thoughts.
What do I do if Oliver finally says no to my request? But he should not say no because I helped him find a good job. But then, I can't be sure. He may still not allow me to stay with him. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Thinking in this fashion, he knocked on Oliver's door.
Hi, Mark. What brings you here?
By now, Mark was so upset that he yelled at Oliver without a reason.
If you think that I have come here to ask you whether I can stay with you for 2 weeks, then you are wrong. I have nothing to do with you anymore.
Remember, in life, negative thoughts make us behave badly. So, no matter how difficult a situation, be calm and always be positive. Bad housewife.
Two ladies were sitting in the living room and enjoying their tea.
Our new neighbor seems to be an inefficient housewife. Look over there. See how the children are playing around wearing such dirty clothes. And there, you can see the dark stripes on the children's clothes and also on the sheets drying on the line.
I don't think the new neighbor is inefficient. I rather believe that your window should be cleaned once again.
Remember, often the problems are not outside, but it's in our vision inside. So let's always keep our view clean and clear so that we won't see others' faults and dirts. The Carpenter's House. Once, a carpenter decided to retire from his job as he was very exhausted and tired.
He had been working very hard for many years and had made some savings for himself. His boss let him go, but with a heavy heart, because the carpenter always did his job at his best.
I have one last wish for you. Could you please build a house for me, my friend?
The carpenter agreed, but his heart was not in his work anymore. Hence, he worked carelessly, used low-quality material, and didn't realize that this was a sad goodbye to his glorious career. The house was ready. The boss gave the key of this house with a bright smile to the carpenter.
This is your house. It's a present from me to you.
What a shock. What a disgrace. If only he had known that he was building his own house, he would have had a completely different attitude. He would have worked with love, giving his best. Think of yourself as the carpenter. Think about the house. Each day you hammer a nail, place a board, or erect a wall, build wisely. It is the only life you will ever build. Even if you live it only for one more day, that day deserves to be lived graciously and with dignity. Your life tomorrow will be the result of your attitude and the choices you make today.
In the eyes of the world, Tyagaraja was a pauper. His elder brother Japesha often felt that the family could do a lot better if only Tyagaraja was a little different.
They say there is a thin line between goodness and foolishness. But my brother Tyagaraja... I told him, Tyagiya, we don't have enough to eat. Rama has blessed you with a golden voice. Use it, Ra, use it. But that fellow...
Greetings, noble sir. The Maharaja of Tanjavur has sent this as a token of His Majesty's appreciation for Sri Tyagaraja, along with this message.
Oh God! Has the king sent all this for us? Rama, Rama! Finally you have done something.
Sir, the king sends an invitation for Sri Tyagaraja. His Majesty wishes that Sri Tyagaraja come to the royal court and perform before the king.
What? Is that all? Sir, my brother would be thrilled to receive such an invitation. Tyagaya, come, come. Look at all this. Goddess Lakshmi herself has come here. Our days of sorrow are over, Tyagaya. The king is yearning to hear you sing.
Sir, here is this message for you from the Maharaja of Tanjavur.
Sir, as a subject of His Majesty, I deem it an honor to be invited by the King. But as Tyagaraja, I cannot accept either these gifts or this invitation.
What are you saying, Tyagaya?
brother? I know it. Sir, please return all of these to the king and tell His Majesty that this Tyagaraja is already in servitude of an emperor, the emperor of all men. Then how can Tyagaraja sing for any earthly king?
As you say, Venerable Sir. Are you in your senses, Tyagaraja? Stop him! I implore you, stop him! Oh God! What has gotten to you? Look! Look at the pitiable state of this house! And you? Tyagaraja, you only had to sing for the king.
Brother, how could I? This voice that I have, the words that I articulate, and the songs that I sing are all gifts from God. How could I then sell them away for a few petty, transient trinkets? Will the joy that the king's gifts give be greater than the bliss that my lord bestows?
Nidhi ne kya wo sukh hai, Ram ki sannidhi seva mein. सच कह दे मेरे मन निधि में क्या सुख है ममता बंधन कारक नरस्तुति में क्या वो सुख है सुमति त्यागराजार्चित राम स्तुति में जो सुख है सच कह रे मेरे मन निधि में क्या वो सुख है
इन द समर ऑफ 1964 भगवान इनॉग्रेटेड हिज आश्रम इन बेंगलुरु एंड पिक्ड मिस्टर राम ब्रह्मम एन एक्सट्रीमली कमिटेड डिवोटी to manage its affairs. Many years later, when the marriage of Rama Brahmam's granddaughter was fixed, he offered the wedding invitation to Bhagwan, but did not pray for permission to travel to Guntur for the function, even though he loved the grandchild. However, Swami himself said, "You can go and attend the wedding." It was still a fortnight away. 15 days passed, but Swami did not talk about it again. It would take at least 2 days for Rama Brahmam to reach Guntur. Since Swami was silent, Rama Brahmam too kept quiet. On the day of the marriage, Swami suddenly looked at Rama Brahmam and said, "Hey Rama Brahmam, you didn't go for the marriage?" With utter humility, he replied, "Swami, I thought it is not your will that I travel. Else, you would have definitely asked me to go." Bhagwan was so pleased that he immediately caressed his cheek and with great love patted his shoulder and said, "Good boy." Mr. Ramabrahman was actually 75 years old then. Swami then looked at all the people around and said, "This is the sign of a true devotee. When the master commands, a true devotee just obeys, does not analyze with his limited mind." When an elderly devotee had a swollen and painful leg, Swami said, "No need to go to a doctor. Apply lukewarm starch water of rice on your leg." He did that and was healed instantly. When another person tried the same remedy, his condition actually worsened. In the Shirdi avatar, when a devotee was suffering from diarrhea, Baba told him to eat groundnuts, which actually would aggravate the illness. But he was cured. What works is not the prescription, but the Guru's instruction. The path to our deliverance is implicit obedience. It can wipe out mountains of karma. This is the best aradhana we can make to our Sadguru, Sri Satya Sai.